ABC News.
Business is disappointed to see that the migration cap has been cut. The one piece of good news is that the employer-sponsored migration element has been slightly increased. That's good news because these are skilled migrants who are coming here with a job already lined up. Employers have already been through the time-consuming and expensive process of that. The number of skilled migrants arriving here independently is being cut, and that's a concern because the reason we have a skilled migration program in the first place is because there simply are too many jobs available that, for whatever reason, we can't currently find Australians to do, and we know that migration, permanent migration, makes a strong, very positive contribution, not just to economic growth in general and tax revenue, but to the creation of more jobs for Australians.
Yeah, but James, last year Australia passed the 25 million population threshold 22 years earlier than predicted in Peter Costello's first intergenerational report. Doesn't that indicate our population is growing too fast?
What it indicates is that our population is growing, and a lot of other countries in the world recognise that our skilled migration program, with its emphasis on younger skilled people, is actually best practice. And why? Because it's making sure that we have a growing economic base to pay for an increase in government services for that population, but also to make sure we've got a tax base, enough revenue to pay for the increasing number of Australians who are living longer into old age and who are in retirement for longer, and we need that tax base in order to provide a decent standard of living and support for them. So it works for all.
Well, urban congestion in Melbourne and Sydney is a big problem at the moment. I mean, anyone living there could tell you that. I mean, why can't we just reduce immigration to address this problem? Are you saying the answer is to just spend more money on infrastructure?
I'm afraid that migration has been used by politicians of both major parties over the recent times as a scapegoat for a chronic failure to plan. Anyone could have told political leaders 10 or more years ago that more infrastructure was needed in our major cities. Finally, the governments at state and federal level are doing something about it. But to cut back, to choke migration as a way of easing that pressure just doesn't make sense, because you'd be causing greater economic harm rather than getting on with the job, as governments finally are, and investing in that much needed infrastructure. I understand, I've experienced myself, the congestion, particularly in our major cities. But the way for Australia to grow is not to hold back, not to pull the handbrake, but to put that investment in infrastructure while maintaining a well-managed, strong, robust migration program, an emphasis on younger skilled migrants, and of course maintaining community and bipartisan political support.
Okay, let's just move on to another aspect of this plan now. What do you think about this scheme to try and lure skilled migrants away from the nation's capital cities? Will requiring them to spend at least 3 years in regional Australia help businesses in the country?
Businesses in the country have been telling us of their increasing frustration at just how hard it is to attract and retain skilled people into their communities, not just migrants, but also Australians as well, because of the lure of our big cities, where most of the jobs have been created over recent years. So any sensible move to encourage migration, skilled migration, into our regional communities is one that our employers and those communities will welcome. And doing what we can to encourage people to permanently settle in those communities also makes sense. But at the end of the day, we've got to recognise that we need to invest in infrastructure in rural communities, regional centres, as well as in our cities, if we want to support a quality of life and job opportunities that will actually encourage people to stay there.
ABC News.